Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that we are paralyzed by an epidemic of outrage. Outrage about what? Oh, you name it. Anything and everything. There is too darn much outrage. There are things that are outrageous, and yes, it's worthwhile sometimes pointing them out. But for goodness sake, can we relax a little bit? I mean, right now, there is tremendous outrage about Senator Ted Cruz. And I understand that the situation in Texas is appalling. I mean, just appalling. But the idea that Ted Cruz is responsible because he flew with his girls to Cancun, Mexico. There's a statement from Senator Cruz, which I think is pretty effective on this. We will get to that in a moment. There's also outrage, it seems to me, much more merited about another prominent office holder on the other side. His name is Andrew Cuomo. Now, by the way, it isn't really Republicans who are the most outraged. It's his fellow Democrats and fellow liberals and fellow progressives. This guy used to be a hero. Plenty of outrage about Andrew Cuomo. And then there is outrage about one line that has led to literally the destruction of people's lives. About one line in a job posting in Indianapolis that we will get to. And there is a lawsuit by BLM against three members, all Republicans, of the state legislature of Washington based on what? You won't believe it. You won't believe it. It's just stunning, and it's pardon the expression, outrageous. 1-800-955-1776. I do think it would be useful for Americans to maybe calm down a little bit. Fox News is reporting Senator Ted Cruz flew to Cancun, Mexico with his family this week. At the same time, Texas was dealing with a winter storm that, as of Thursday today, still has left more than 500,000 without power. At one point, there were over 4 million people who had lost power. No, a horrible thing. And with that kind of cold and bitterness, now to be able to get power, in some cases water, it's a true hardship. Photographs of Cruz, Republican Texas, at an airport began circulating on social media late Wednesday, with people alleging that the senator had left the state for Cancun amid a major crisis. By the way, he's back in Texas now. A Republican source told Fox News that the allegations Cruz was traveling to the Mexican city are true. The photos speak for themselves, the sources said. Temperatures this week have plunged to dangerous record lows in the Lone Star State. They've overwhelmed power grids, leaving millions without power. At least 30 people have died across the U.S. as a result of the extreme winter weather, according to the Associated Press. Look, Ted Cruz is a very bright guy, but he should have known that doing this, going to Cancun in the middle of this crisis, was going to get people upset. I'm going to give you the brand new statement from Ted Cruz. He says, "This has been an infuriating week for Texans. The greatest state and the greatest country in the world has been without power. We have food lines, gas lines, and people sleeping at the neighbors' houses. Our homes are freezing and our lights are out. Like millions of Texans, our family lost heat and power too. With school canceled for the week, our girls, and they're little girls, they're not teenagers yet, I don't believe, With school canceled for the week, our girls asked to take a trip with friends. Wanting to be a good dad, I flew down with them last night, and I'm flying back this afternoon. My staff and I are in constant communication with state and local leaders to get to the bottom of what happened in Texas. We want our power back, our water on, and our homes warm. My team and I will continue using all our resources to keep Texans informed and safe. Look, this is appropriate, it seems to me. And Ted Cruz, will he acknowledge now, I think, that he made a real mistake when it came to actually choosing to give in to his girls and travel with his girls while this happened? Yeah, it was a mistake. Is he the one, a United States senator, who spends most of his time in Washington, of course, is he the one who is really responsible for getting things fixed in Texas? No, it's the state government and local governments. And yes, I know there was a mayor in Colorado City, Texas, who sent out an awful public statement. He's since resigned. But he sent out a statement saying it wasn't the government's job to make sure that people had power and water and were cared for. It is become the government's job. And there should be government attentiveness. And again, being all for self-reliance doesn't mean that in a time of emergency, you shouldn't be able to look toward your local officials. But to look toward a senator, even a senator as bright and influential as Senator Cruz, to look to a given senator to somehow magically put the power back on, you're probably looking in the wrong place, or at least in the wrong direction. In terms of the outrage about a governor of a state like New York, listen to a Democratic assemblyman. This is Ron Kim, whose uncle died. And he has something to say about Andrew Cuomo and the way he's handled this whole matter. And this is on MSNBC. A Democratic assemblyman, member of the state legislature, talking about the Democratic governor who was once touted as a great Democratic hope for the presidency, Andrew Cuomo. This is clip 7.
Governor Cuomo called me the next day at 8 p.m. while I was about to bathe my kids. I was with my wife. And for 10 minutes, he berated me. He yelled at me. He told me that, you know, my career will be over. He's been biting his tongue for months against me. And I had tonight, not tomorrow, tonight, to issue a new statement essentially asking me to lie and asking me, like, I heard and I saw a crime the other day. And he's asking me that I did not see that crime. And that was the line that he, you know, a line that he crossed that can't be undone. And that's why I had no choice but to come out and speak up.
Okay, this is very serious because it has to do with Governor Cuomo and one of Governor Cuomo's chief aides, DeRosa, who was talked about deliberately being instructed by the governor to not give accurate statistics about the number of people in nursing homes and the spread of COVID-19 in nursing homes. And it's a very serious matter. And by the way, I think if nothing else, this means the bloom is off the rose as an alternative for Andrew Cuomo. Is it possible that some of the pile-on on Cuomo has to do with people who worried about him as a potential challenger to Kamala Harris for president in 2024? I'm sure Cuomo may have thought in those respects and may have thought along those lines, but I don't think that's really what we're dealing with here. What we are dealing with is a Democratic Party that is actually rousing itself and suddenly outraged at one of its own. And how about the outrage and the suit for racism, ethics violations against three Republican members of the legislature for saying nothing inappropriate? We'll be right back.
your outlet for outrage.
You don't know how many times I've yelled at the radio with you on here.
The Michael Medved Show.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks: a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cuomo isn't the only prominent Democratic governor who's in a world of trouble right now. This is just breaking today. A brand new poll for WPA Intelligence about the coming recall campaign in California. It does look like they're going to have enough signatures to put recall of Governor Gavin Newsom on the ballot, which is just amazing. And new poll shows that 47% of Californians would say, yes, we want to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. In other words, throw him out of office. 43% say, no, we'll stick with the gov. 10% say they're undecided. Now, look, this is before a recall campaign has been mounted. If they can get some decent funding for a recall campaign, and they have an outstanding candidate, the former mayor of San Diego, who is one of those Republicans who can absolutely unite the Republican Party in California and appeal to people who may be more independent-minded and appeal even to some Democrats, maybe just disgusted with the incompetence and political extremism of the Newsom administration, this would be an earthquake in the nation's largest state. And it could be happening soon. That poll actually was commissioned by a former Mayor Faulkner of San Diego. And look, it's a very realistic possibility. Now, there's no recall of governors in New York, but Cuomo, like Governor Newsom, is up for re-election in 2022. And with people like Assemblyman Kim saying that Cuomo threatened him and basically tried to get him to participate in a lie to cover up Cuomo's own misdeeds, Mayor Bill de Blasio, who is very arguably the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and a model of incompetence himself, well, of course, he's turning on Governor Cuomo. They've hated each other forever. Another Democrat versus Democrat deal. Mayor de Blasio was on with Mika Brzezinski again on MSNBC, which is, I guess, you'd think would be very supportive and protective of all progressives, including Andrew Cuomo. But he was asked about Assemblyman Kim's description of Governor Cuomo. Listen to what His Honor, the mayor of New York City, had to say about the governor of his state. Both Democrats. This is clip six.
Yeah, it's a sad thing to say, Mika, but that's classic Andrew Cuomo. A lot of people in New York State have received those phone calls. The bullying is nothing new. I believe Ron Kim, and it's very, very sad. No public servant, no person who's telling the truth should be treated that way. The threats, the belittling, the demand that someone change their statement right that moment, many, many times. I've heard that, and I know a lot of other people in this state have heard that.
Actually, also, there's, I guess it's CNN taking pity on Chris Cuomo for being associated with his older brother. They have issued a ban now on Chris Cuomo having any on-air interviews with his brother. And then even Comedy Central, Trevor Noah, right? Trevor Noah is not a conservative. He is not a future heir to Rush Limbaugh by any means. He's on the left, unequivocally on the left. And listen to him talking about Andrew Cuomo and his excuse-making over this nursing home scandal. This is clip four.
Wow. Really, Governor Cuomo? You lowered your own numbers to make yourself look better? Whew! Guess who just got uninvited to my 29th birthday next week? And the explanation for this, the explanation that they're going with, is that they thought the Trump administration would use the high nursing home deaths against them. Which, yeah, usually if you're not doing a good job, it gets used against you. That's the whole point of data. This would be like if the Kansas City Chiefs said, come on, you're going to look at the scoreboard? Isn't it enough that I'm telling you that I won the Super Bowl? Come on!
Okay, and this is this week, Cuomo in a press conference trying to defend himself, talking about fudging the numbers of nursing home admissions and deaths and the rest of it. This is clip five.
To be clear, all the deaths in the nursing homes and in the hospitals were always fully, publicly, and accurately reported. Everyone was busy. Everybody was here every day. We're in the midst of managing a pandemic. There was a delay in providing the press and the public all that additional information. The void we created by not providing information was filled with skepticism and cynicism and conspiracy theories, which furthered the confusion. I take responsibility. We should have provided more information faster.
Okay, this is when he had information demanded of him by various investigative authorities. And his own chief aide has said they didn't release the information because they were afraid it would make us look bad, as Trevor Noah referred to. Does all of this come to anything? Well, it may be a reason for somebody to step up and make a race for governor in New York coming up. Because, again, this is, Cuomo's been there for a long time. But this seems to have the kind of traction that politically. And rock star Greg Tomlin notes that the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, right? Controversial governor, maybe in the presidential top tier, as a number of people have said recently. But in the state of Florida, which is home to a very disproportionate large number of seniors, is 27th in deaths per million. New York, which has a much smaller percentage of senior citizens, is second in deaths per million, and mired in scandal over an inexcusable cover-up. Greg's opinion, I think he's right. DeSantis deserves credit. Cuomo deserves scorn. One other thing, I don't want to create any scorn on the home front here. My wife made a case to me during the break that in our caller that we had about reparations, that there was a basic misunderstanding that may have been communicated. What is it? We'll fix it and talk about the word white. Offensive? That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is the money that is needed.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi speaking during her weekly press briefing. The California Democrat says a coronavirus stimulus bill is now in the House Budget Committee.
That will then go to the Rules Committee for us to vote on sometime at the end of next week is my hope.
The bill would then be sent to the Senate. The sweeping measure covers nearly $2 trillion in more spending and includes $1,400 checks to most Americans. A massive winter storm is wreaking havoc on the southern plains. The storm has caused power outages across Texas and a shortage of natural gas. In addition to the Lone Star State, just under 200,000 customers are without power in Mississippi. Winter weather has also left 120,000 in Louisiana without electricity. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved Show, I mentioned right before the break that my wife, Dr. Diane Medved, who, by the way, is doing one of her webinars coming up. It's totally free. It's next week. You can find it posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. She made a point with me about the conversation in the first hour of the show today that I was having with Lewis, who was a very good caller, a veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom, and a swing voter, as he put it, vote for both Republicans, Democrats. He was questioning the whole idea of my dismissal of the idea of reparations by saying, well, what about Jewish people getting reparations? And the point that Diane made, and she's right, is I didn't make it clear, and he may have misunderstood, and there may be some of you that misunderstood. Jewish people have never asked for or received any reparations of any kind from the United States of America. The reparations that he was talking about involved Germany. And again, the idea of talking about a German policy based on one of the crimes of the century, where you have survivors, where you have people who actually endured the crime themselves, is very different from talking about this country and an institution of slavery, which it did incalculable damage and was profoundly evil, and there has no justification for it, but an institution that was, with God's help and the help of some 700,000 Americans, including many black people, who gave their lives in the Civil War. And I say many black people, there are 183,000 black soldiers in the Union Army during the Civil War. But the point being that the if anyone has the mistaken idea that Jewish people as a group have ever received, or even individual Jewish families have received reparations of any kind from the United States, that's not true. Nor would it be even vaguely appropriate. Okay. There are these, talking about outrage a little bit this hour. There's this big story about a leader of a major cultural institution who was fired. His career ruined. He is one of those people who had helped to build up Newfields, which is the name of the big art museum in Indianapolis. His name is Charles Venable. And the board of directors issued this statement in announcing his firing. And what they said is, "We are ashamed of Newfield's leadership. We are ashamed of ourselves. We have ignored, excluded, and disappointed members of our community and staff. We pledge to do better." So what did the guy do to get him fired? Hashtag problem? No, nothing like that. He said something outrageously racist? Well, you be the judge. He had posted an employment listing. The employment listing is 6 pages long. On the fourth page, in the middle of the employment listing, it says, "We are seeking a director," this is for a director of the museum, "who will work not only to attract a more diverse audience, but to maintain the museum's traditional core white art audience." Okay. First of all, obviously it's a terrible mistake to say a traditional white art audience. But it's probably the truth for the Indianapolis Museum. But what is the problem here? It's not saying that they don't seek diversity. It had language, "We're seeking a director who would work not only to attract a more diverse audience, but to maintain our traditional core white art audience." A group of 85 Newfields employees and members of the Board of Governors released a public letter Tuesday of this week calling for Mr. Venable's resignation. More than 1,900 artists, local art leaders, and former employees of the museum also issued an open letter over the weekend calling for his removal. They asked the museum's major funders to pause financial support until reforms, including a more diverse board and curatorial staff, could be carried out. Okay, they've changed the listing, by the way. The listing now says, "We welcome and embrace a more diverse audience while maintaining the museum's traditional core art audience." They took out the one offensive word, white. And by the way, white was not capitalized in small letters. It's clearly a mistake to put that in there. But is this really offensive that deserves this level of outrage? Fallout from the original listing was swift. The two guest curators for the museum's new exhibition, DRIP, Indy's Black Lives Matter street mural, said on Saturday they could not continue to be organizing the exhibition unless the museum apologized to the 18 artists involved and agreed to display more works from black artists in perpetuity. That means forever, of course. On Tuesday, a member of the Board of Trustees resigned. Now, this, it seems to me, I mean, obviously it's a mistake, but is this really a mistake that deserves this level of outrage? And the way it's been distorted in the press, the headline from Associated Press is, "Museum chief quits after white art audience notice." Okay. In context, some of the stuff, it's just a huge amount of rage and upset and indignation and, yes, outrage over stuff that just doesn't seem that bad. Or am I wrong? 1-800-955-1776. Here in Washington, the Washington Black Lives Matter Alliance, has filed ethics complaints against three Republican state lawmakers claiming their questioning in public hearings was discriminatory and offensive toward people of color. This is a real-time demonstration of why we're here in Olympia, said Sakara Remu, who is the lead strategist for Black Lives Matter, King County. These representatives, he says, who attempted to marginalize and discredit black people by forcing them to litigate their testimony, are revealing the inherent bias that allows oppression to flourish. The alliance's complaints say the Republican representatives made offensively inappropriate comments, unbecoming of elected officials toward black people and people of color offering testimony. So what comments do they cite in their complaint? The comments that they cite with one of the representatives at a police hearing accountability in January, there is a representative, Clippert, who represents Kennewick in the legislature. Representative Clippert said, Sonia, and there was a testimony by a woman of color whose son was killed by Kent police. And he said to her, Sonia, you, if I recall correctly, you said my son would not be stopped if he were white. I'm just wondering if you have any evidence to support that statement. It's a very powerful statement, and if there's evidence, I'd just like to hear what that evidence is. Is that an inherently racist question that deserves an ethics citation by the state legislature? There's more on this, but reducing the outrage seems a worthy goal to me. 1-800-955-1776.
Entertain your brain every day.
And the madness now!
On the Michael Medved Show.
Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the Medhead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And there's plenty of controversy down in Olympia, Washington, the state capitol, over some questions that were asked by GOP lawmakers during legislative hearings. And honestly, if you follow the story in detail in the Seattle Times, and they actually quote some of the most offensive questions that are being objected to, where they want the ethics committee to find these GOP lawmakers, Republicans, guilty of racism and bullying. Here's one of the questions, and this is a question that allegedly was asked by a representative from Aberdeen, or from Spokane, whose name is Jenny Graham. And Representative Graham in the state legislature was talking to a representative named Lynn Idahosa Berry, who was from the Federal Way Black Collective. And here's what Representative Graham said. I'm asking you if you feel the same way regarding people that feel threatened when there is groups of people carrying Molotov cocktails and they're carrying pipes and they're carrying sticks or frozen bottles of water that are, you've mentioned that you're talking about people being in fear at protests, but you're only specifically talking about one group of people. And you're not referring to the other actual violence that we've seen. Now, this was testimony over gun legislation. But, okay, you might question where she was going exactly about feeling threatened by one group or another group. But is there anything inherently racist in asking that basic question? The Black Lives Matter Alliance says the lawmakers repeatedly provided their own de facto testimony and uphold the claims and positions of law enforcement. Is there something wrong with supporting law enforcement? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. A quick method to reduce maybe not the outrage epidemic, but to reduce some pain that you may be experiencing. Of course, I'm talking about Relief Factor. You can get a quick start for $19.95. It's just 95 cents a day. It's less than a cup of coffee a day. You should try it. You should go to our website, read all about it. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. Read about the scientific basis. This is all helpful, natural, healthy dietary supplement. No chemicals, no addictions, no problems at all. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Okay, speaking of relief, we were talking before about Bill de Blasio, who is attacking his own state's governor, who's, of course, Andrew Cuomo. And there's a report from Politico. It says Mayor Bill de Blasio convened a meeting of three labor leaders to discuss the race to replace him. He's not running. And to air concerns, listen to this, about the potential damage a pro-business candidate would do to the city. I think they're perceiving maybe Andrew Yang, who is the front runner, the prohibitive front runner right now. You remember him. He was a Democratic candidate for president of the United States running on the universal basic income platform. But Andrew Yang is supposed to be the front runner, and he may be perceived as a pro-business candidate. Why would it scare someone? Or why should there be outrage about the idea? And then again, there's, when you talk about outrage, Beto O'Rourke is back. I mean, maybe encouraged by the fact that Ted Cruz is getting a tough coverage on his trip to Mexico during all the hardships in Texas. Beto O'Rourke is blaming, guess what, for all the cold weather in Texas. This is clip number 9. Listen.
And much of this has to do with the unique nature of our electricity grid, ERCOT, in the state of Texas, where there is no incentive or mandate to have on hand additional generating capacity for extreme weather events like this one, which, as you know, Nicole, are only going to become more likely, more frequent, and more intense, and more deadly as the climate continues to change, thanks to our emissions and excesses and our inaction in the face of what is happening.
Okay, there are lots of challenges about this notion that the weather has been getting more deadly, that there are more deadly hurricanes, that there are more frequent hurricanes. It is not established science. And the idea that you want to take even this level of suffering and treat it this way and exploit it for a political purpose, it's really too bad. It's also too bad to have a somebody who's, I'm sure, a really honorable citizen who wins a Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
This is for a released convict of Marcus Goodman, who inspired a truly fascinating headline out in Spokane. Headline, male carjacks female minutes after he is released from jail. The officers contacted, this is Spokane Police Department, a 16-year-old female whose vehicle had been taken. The victim told officers a stranger had approached her, indicated he had a gun, and demanded her car. Officers began scouring the city for the vehicle a little before 1 a.m., and a Stu Patrol sergeant located the stolen vehicle near Francis Avenue and North Nevada Street in northeast Spokane. The driver of the vehicle, 31-year-old Marcus Goodman, was detained. He's the Gold Award winner. He was quickly identified as the person who had robbed the victim a couple of hours before. As officers investigated Goodman's activity, they became aware that he had been released from jail on an unrelated felony charge at 10:08 p.m. Okay, 10:08 p.m. he's released from jail. 10:28 p.m. he returns to his life of crime by carjacking a car. The investigation showed that in 20 minutes, Goodman had traveled roughly 1.5 miles from jail to the incident location and robbed the juvenile victim. He is a convicted felon. He was booked back into Spokane County Jail for robbery second degree. Well, at least he didn't have to spend a night out in the cold. Look, one of the great fictions in American life is the idea that, when people serve their time, and now they're good. And this is something you hear with all of the desires to have even the most serious felons get the right to vote and complete acceptance, and you can't discriminate them against jobs. Given the fact that we have a problem in our criminal justice system where when it comes to violent felons, I believe it's still over half reoffend after they're released. And when people are talking about the incarceration crisis, it's not that people are locked up. That's not the problem. The problem we have in our country is that people are locked up and they don't make any progress from it. So one of the reasons I've in the past and continue to do so support charities like Prison Fellowship, which attempts to minister to people who are incarcerated. So 20 minutes after their release from jail, they don't commit another carjacking. When we come back, there might be a hijacking going on of the legacy of Rush Limbaugh. Some really out there points of view. We'll have that corrected by someone who's written beautifully on this subject, a good friend of Rush, Andrew McCarthy, and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.